我们同心祷告。
Let's pray。
配得我们万膝跪拜、万口称颂的三一真神，谢谢你保守眷顾我们，经过以往的连日，能够得以平安，再一次带领我们来到周三的早会。主，你知道来到了期末，我们有一些同学因着功课的压力，身体在你的面前疲乏困倦。主啊，我们向你呼求，让我们把一切的难处陈明在你面前的时候，都能够得到恩主你的帮助。天父，我们也特别为着今天的讲员在你面前祷告，求主你圣灵的恩膏膏抹在他的身上，让他能够成为你话语流通的管道，也赐福今天的欢迎，好让我们台上台下同蒙一位圣灵的带领引导感动，好让我们在你的面前有一颗安静的心，有一个聆听的耳啊，在你的面前更有主你赐给我们有受教的心，好让我们将你的话藏在我们的心里，免得我们得罪了你，因为主你的话让我们心灵得以强健，身体健康，更有力量来奔跑前面的道路。听我们祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名求，阿们。好，大家请坐。
Please be seated。
请我们一同翻开圣经箴言书第十一章。
Please open your Bible, Proverbs chapter 11, verse 2。
箴言书第十一章。
Proverbs chapter 11。
箴言书第十一章，我们要看第二节。
Let's read verse 2。
请中文部的先跟我读一遍，然后英文部的再跟他读一遍。
The Chinese department, please follow me to read the verse。
中文开始来。骄傲来，羞耻也来，谦逊人却有智慧。
Let's read in English version。When pride comes, then comes disgrace, but with humility comes wisdom.
今天的主题是你有受教的心吗？
Today our topic is to be willingness to learn.
今天我们的讲员是黄丽牧师。
Today our speaker is Reverend Alex V.
他毕业于亚洲神学院。
He was graduated from Asian Theological Seminary.
黄牧师是在灵会堂长大。
He grows up in Grace Gospel Church.
灵会堂培养出来的。
He is cultivated in Grace Gospel Church.
在灵会堂当传道。
And be a pastor in Grace Gospel Church.
也是灵会堂很年轻的主任牧师。
And now he is the youngest senior pastor in Grace Gospel Church.
他有一个和蔼可亲的太太。
He has a beautiful wife.
下面有请我们的讲员黄牧师，还有今天的欢丽林长老。
Let's welcome our speaker and Reverend Alex Wee and our interpreter Adam Lin.
啊 ，Good morning to everyone.
各位早安。
Just one correction, I am not the youngest.
有一个更正，我不是灵会堂最年轻的主任牧师。
I became senior pastor way past the age of 40.
我成为主任牧师已经在四十出头的时候了。
Reverend Goh was senior pastor in his 30s.
吴大毕牧师呢是在三十出头的时候就做主任牧师了。
So I'm not the youngest to become senior pastor.
所以我不是最年轻，但是还是年轻的主任牧师。
I'd like to begin with a story that I read about a Taoist teacher.
我记得我有看到一则的故事，是讲到一个道家的老师。
There was a Taoist teacher who was very famous, and many students would come to him for to be taught by him.
这个道家的老师非常的出名，所以有很多人愿意来做他的徒弟。
One time, there was this young student who came to him and asked him, "Teacher, can you teach me?"
所以有一次，有一个非常年轻的人来到他面前说：“老师，你可以作为我的师父吗？”
And so the master invites this student to sit with him and said to him, "Let us have tea."
这个老师呢就请他跟他起坐一起喝茶。
And while they were seated, the master starts to talk with this eager young student.
所以他们坐下来的时候，这个老师就跟这个很有心智的学生开始讲话。
But every time this master starts to explain something, the student would then interrupt him and say something like, "Oh, I know that already."
但是每一次这个老师正在解释的时候，这个年轻人就打断他的话，这个我已经知道了。
Or he would say, "I know what to do when faced with that situation."
或者他会说，在这样情况下，我知道应该怎么做。
Or he would say, "I don't have that kind of problem."
或者他会说，我本身没有这样的问题。
And so what the master did next was he stopped talking and he began to pour tea into the teapot of the student.
所以呢，这个老师就停止讲话，并且为这个学生来倒茶。
And what he did was he began to pour, and then he kept on pouring until the tea was overflowing.
所以他就一直倒，到这个茶都满溢出来了。
And so the tea was spilling out, and so the student shouted, "Stop! It is enough. My cup is full."
这个学生就喊着说，停止了，因为我的杯已经满溢了。
And then the old master smiled, and then he said,"Yes, your cup is full. Therefore, I cannot teach you anything until you empty your cup."
所以这个老师就对他说，对的，你的杯子已经满溢，所以我现在呢，除非你把这个杯里面的东西倒掉，我就不能够再教你什么东西了。
This young student, he could not learn anything because he kept on saying that he already knew this, he knew that, and so he was not teachable.
这个年轻人他自以为什么都知道了，因此这个老师就没有办法再教导他。
This morning I'd like to talk about this theme of teachability.
今天早上我们所要思考的这个主题就是一个受教的心。
When we talk about teachability, it is in a way similar or synonymous to humility.
我们讲到受教的心，其实跟谦卑是很相似的概念。
But then, of course, humility means more than just being teachable. So I want to narrow down our focus on the issue of teachability.
当然，这个谦卑里面也包括受教的心。今天我们的焦点是放在受教的心。
To tell you very frankly, many people are not teachable.
我想我们都会同意，其实很多人都没有所谓受教的心。
And when I say that statement, I'm not talking about you, I'm talking more even about myself.
当我这样讲的时候，不是说针对的大家，其实是更包括我自己。
Because I know that there are many instances in my life when I have behaved like one who is not teachable.
因为我也想过，在我人生的经验的当中，有一些情况下，我个人也是有显出这种不能接受别人教导的心。
People have talked to me, they tried to correct me of certain things, but I have this tendency at times to be not too open about correction.
有时候人家会给我一些的建议，但是我的一个取向就是说不太接纳他们的建议。
Or if someone has a suggestion for me, sometimes yes, I listen to it, but then afterwards I discard it from my mind.
但是有些时候有人给我一些建议，我听是听了，但是过后我就把它洗掉了。
Now, to be teachable is actually a characteristic of our Lord Jesus Christ.
其实我们在主耶稣基督身上就可以看到他也有这个受教的心。
Especially when he was here in our midst as a human being.
特别他来到人间，在住在人间的时候。
If we recall one of the stories about our Lord Jesus when he was 12 years old.
我们可以回想主耶稣12岁的时候所发生的事情。
We know that Jesus, he stayed in the temple and he began to ask questions of the teachers of that day and he was also giving answers to their questions.
他就留下来在这个圣殿的里面跟这些教师互动。
And so we see that even at the age of 12, he was already inquisitive. He wanted to learn from these teachers.
所以他那个时候虽然12岁，但是他有一个愿意学习的心。
Also, if you were to consider the educational system in Israel during that time, you would discover that boys from 5 years old up to 11, they would go through formal schooling in the Jewish synagogue.
如果我们理解耶稣时代当时犹太人的这个背景，男生通常在五岁以后就开始在会堂里面接受教导。
The students back then, they were expected to memorize the first 5 books of our Bible.
所以这些学生他们一定要能够背下摩西五经。
And then aside from the memorizing the 5 books, they also learned the basics of reading, writing, and of course, arithmetic.
当然他们除了背诵这个摩西五经之外，他们也学习读写思想等等。
And they would learn primarily by memorizing, by drilling, and of course by reviewing.
当然他们学习的主要的这个方式也就是要背、要记、要重复、要写。
And so during those days, Jesus went through formal education as a child.
所以我们可以相信耶稣在当时也是跟一般的这些男孩一样，在这个会堂里面有接受这样的教导。
But he was also educated in terms of having a trade. So we know that his father was a carpenter. And so Jesus, most likely, he learned carpentry also.
从另外一个角度来说，我们相信他也跟着他的父亲学习这个木匠的工作。
We find that Jesus, the Son of God, he came to this world to live among us. And what he did was he learned through the school system of that day.
所以主耶稣他虽然是神的儿子，但是当他来到这个世上的时候，他也跟着这个世界的学校的这个的系统来学习。
He learned how to make a living from his father.
从他的父亲也学习如果能够干活。
We find that he was never ashamed to ask questions from people.
我们也发现他不耻下问。
Although in heaven he was all knowing, he was all wise, but when he came to earth, he limited himself to the capacity of his human body.
虽然我们知道在永恒的当中他是全知全智的，但是他来到世上的时候，他也让自己局限在人的这个限制的下面。
And so with that limitation of the human body was also the limitation of his knowledge.
所以跟着这个局限也包括他的认知。
And that is why we find that Jesus, he was very teachable, becausehe knew that he needed to learn.
所以我们也从耶稣的身上可以看出他是非常有一个受教的心。
And so if we all want to be like our Lord Jesus, then we must follow his example of being teachable.
所以如果我们要像我们的主耶稣，我们就也必须学习他这个受教的心。
Now for the rest of our time, we will be looking at some passages from the book of Proverbs.
我们剩以下的时间，我们要看箴言书里面相关的经文。
And from these passages, there will be some insights that we can learn about the importance of being teachable and how we can be teachable.
从这些经文的当中，我们就看，也可以看到我们怎么样成为一个受教的人。
A moment ago, we read this passage in Proverbs 11:2, which says,When pride comes, then comes disgrace, but with humility comes wisdom.
刚才我们读过箴言书十一章第二节，骄傲人来，羞耻也来，谦逊人却有智慧。
What this verse makes clear for us is that when a person is humble, he becomes wise.
这边让我们很清楚地看到，一个谦卑的人，他就会成为一个有智慧的人。
But the proud person, he will end up in disgrace.
但是一个骄傲的人，他所收获的乃是羞耻。
And so we find here that it is humility that makes us teachable, but pride, it stops us from learning.
所以这边我们看到谦卑让我们会愿意学习，骄傲就让我们停止学习了。
And so that was the point of the story that I began with, about the Taoist teacher.
刚才我们开始的时候所讲的这个道教老师的这个故事，就同样的一个道理。
But then why is it that the proud person is unteachable?
为什么说一个骄傲的人他就不能受教呢？
It is because they think they know it all.
因为他们就认为自己什么都知道了。
They believe that they have more knowledge than you.
他会觉得自己所知道比你知道的更多。
And so they are thinking they don't need your help at all.
所以他们认为他们不需要你的帮助。
They are also self-sufficient in that they don't think they need God's help at all.
这些人也认为他自己已经满足，所以他也不需要神的帮助。
And so such people, they usually end up making poor choices in life.
所以在生命的路途的当中，这种的人常常就做了一些错误的决定。
Last night, I was counseling a person in church.
昨天晚上我在教会里面辅导一个信徒。
And this person was sharing about some of the struggles that she was having with her husband.
这个姊妹呢就跟我分享。他跟他的配偶之间的一些的张力。
And one of the issues that this person brought out was that the husband, even though you talk to him, you try to reason with him, he would not listen.
其中一个很大的问题呢，就是无论你怎么跟他的先生讲道理，他总是不会认输的。
And because of that, the husband would often make poor choices, especially in terms of doing business.
因此也看到他的配偶他的先生做生意的时候常常就做了一些比较不聪明的这个选择。
And this wife had to pay for all of the mistakes, you know, pay in the sense that whatever was owed to the creditors, she was the one who had to pay.
所以最后变成是这个太太要为他来负债。
You see, it was because this husband refused to listen.To the advice of the wife, that the husband then embarked on foolish choices.
所以这个丈夫他不愿意听他的妻子这些好的建议，因此他所做的决定就使他的生意失败。
So you see, if we insist on being Mr. or Mrs. Know-it-all, then we end up learning very little or nothing at all.
所以如果我们认为自己已经知道一切，那我们的结果就是什么都没有学习过。
So what exactly makes a humble person teachable?
所以一个谦卑的人怎么让他能够有这个受教的心呢？
This morning there are at least three characteristics that we can find from the book of Proverbs.
今天从箴言书里面我们至少可以看到这种人有三个强项。
The first is that they have the desire to grow.
第一就是他们有那个愿意成长的心智。
I want us to turn or to look at the screen at Proverbs chapter 4, verse 5.
我们看箴言书第四章第五节。
Here the verse says, Get wisdom, get understanding. Do not forget my words or swerve from them.
这边说要得智慧，要得聪明，不可忘记，也不可偏离我口中的言语。
Here Solomon is instructing us that we must pursue wisdom and understanding.
这边所罗门王鼓励我们，我们要追求这个智慧。
In other words, we must choose to grow.
换句话说，我们是选择要长进。
You know, growth does not happen in an instance.
所以这个要长进，不是你说要长进就长进。
When you were born, you were not born as a full-grown adult, and your mind was already fully matured.
我们生下来的时候，我们还不是一个成熟成长的人。
When you came out from your mother's womb, you did not yet know how to do math, how to read, how to write.
我们出母胎的时候，那个时候我们还不会数学，还不懂得怎么看书。
But instead, all of us, we started with what is known as a blank slate.
我们可以说，我们开始的时候是一片的空白。
But then as each day, as each year passes, that slate is being filled up with new things.
但是每一天过着生活的时候，我们这个空白的板子上面就慢慢写满了一些东西。
However, when we refuse to grow in our wisdom and knowledge, what happens is that the slate will always be empty or there will be many blank spaces.
所以如果我们不好好学习追求智慧的时候，我们这个头脑的这个黑板就是空的。
As future pastors, educators, counselors, it is imperative that you have to keep on upgrading yourself.
所以我们作为将来的牧者，还是一个辅导员，或者一个老师，我们必须要每一天都在更进步。
That is why we need to get additional education even after our basic seminary degrees.
这个也是为什么我们已经受了基本的神学培训之后，将来我们还是要继续的学习。
And the education does not have to be a formal one. I mean, as long as you keep on upgrading your knowledge of your ministry, it will help you immensely.
这个学习跟长进不一定是说你一定要回到一个学校，而是在你自己的追求的当中可以得到长进。
That is why it's also important that you have to invest your time reading a lot of books.
所以你很重要的，你要花很多的时间去看好的书。
That is why every now and then you have to sit down with other pastors, other educators, and dialogue with them about issues that they encounter and how we could help each other.
这个也是为什么我们也要用时间跟其他的牧者能够坐下来一起的探讨他们所经历的这些都是可以帮助我们的。
That's why we need to attend seminars and workshops.
这也是为什么有时候我们也要参加一些的讲座。
You see, we must have that desire to grow so that we will be keen to learn and to improve ourselves.
我们必须要先有那个愿意长进的心，这样我们才能够进步。
I'm sure that all of us, we don't know everything.
我相信我们都会承认说，我们不知道所有的东西。
Nor should we pretend to know everything.
或者我们不应该装着，我们是什么都知道了。
Because sooner or later, someone will notice if you are deceiving them or not.
因为过一段时间，人家一定会看出你真的知道所有的东西吗？
And so as Christian workers, all of us, we have to upgrade ourselves so that we can become more effective in ministering to others.
所以作为一个传道人，我们必须每一天都在进步，好让我们能够好好的去牧养。
You see, if you have the desire to grow in your area of expertise, then you'll become more and more effective.
所以在你自己认为是你的强项的，我们继续的追求长进的话，那我们的工作就会越有果效。
This same principle applies even to our personal walk with God.
当然，这个原则也可以应用在我们跟神同行的这个事情上面。
I want to know who among us has the habit of reading through the Bible in a year.
我想知道我们当中是否你有这个习惯，至少一年里面会通读一遍这个圣经。
I'm sure as teachers, as students, we do have that particular habit of reading through the Bible.
我相信我们作为老师跟同学的应该要有这个习惯。
But I can tell you this, that the more I read it,The more I realize that there are many things I do not know.
但是我可以向你证实，我们越读圣经，我们就越知道还有很多东西我们不知道的。
And the more I read it, I realize that the last time I read it last year, I missed out on this, and this time I saw this.
今年我在读同样的一段经文的时候，就发现过去一年读的时候，我就忽略了其中的一部分。
In other words, as we continually read the Bible every year, there is so much of God's treasure that is being unearthed.
换句话说，我们每一年在读神的话语的时候，我们还是会发现有很多的宝贵的东西可以挖掘出来。
You know, there was one time I read a person commenting that he said that he has read through the Bible at least once and he already knows what it is all about.
有一次有一个人对我说，他已经读过圣经一遍，所以他已经知道圣经在说什么了。
Well, when the person made that comment, you know, right now that person is an atheist.
但是这个人今天是一个无神论者。
If he had really read through the Bible and understood it, he probably would not have concluded that there is no God and became an atheist.
我相信这个人如果他真的用心去读圣经，重复的读，他一定不会成为今天他的这个无神论者。
And so when he said that he already knows what it's all about, that is just an empty boast.
所以其实他说我已经知道圣经说什么，只不过是一个空洞的夸口的话。
Because the reality is that it is impossible for us to fathom the mind of God just by reading the Bible once in our lifetime.
因为我们知道，在我们一生里面，如果只读过神的话语一遍的话，不可能能够了解那测不透的神。
And so we must have the mindset that we can still learn new things from the Word of God.
所以我们必须要有这样的一个心思， 我们要继续的来了理解神的话语。
And then, of course, in terms of our personal ministry, there are still many things that we can learn to make us better pastors, better counselors, better educators.
当然，在我们自己服事的工作的当中，我们也必须要一直进步，我们才能够作为一个更好的一个牧者，一个更好的一个辅导者。
Now, I know of some people who have said, "I'm already too old to learn new things."
我知道有些人会说啊，我已经年纪太大了，不能够再学习新的东西。
Let me say this: that is not humility.
让我说，讲这样话的人不是谦卑的人。
That is pride disguised as supposed weakness.
其实呢，这个是骄傲隐藏在我们的软弱的下面。
It's just another way of saying I already know everything I need to know.
其实换它的意思可以是我已经知道该知道的东西。
Some people even say you can never teach old dogs new tricks.
很多人呢会这样讲，你不能够教老狗新的把戏了。
But you know, I was watching this documentary, and it says that the statement is false.
所以我也看过这样的一个视频，他说这句话是错误的。
Because dogs, even at an advanced age, can actually learn to do new things.
因为老的狗还是可以学习新的把戏。
And so even at an advanced age, a person can still learn new things.
所以我相信一个很年长的人，他照样还是可以学习新的东西。
I remember my own mother-in-law, she was in her 60s when she learned to use the computer.
我也记得我的岳母，她到了60多岁才开始学习用电脑。
And she's very active in her church, and every week she would be preparing her PowerPoint for her Sunday school class.
所以呢，她在她的教会，她也很热心的服事，她每一周都要为她的这个主日学来预备这个 PPT。
And not only that, she's enrolled in a layman's Bible Institute, and she continues to study up till today.
并且她也参加一个品信徒的一个训练学校，一直的学习。
And I believe that her Greek might be even better than mine.
我也相信可能她的希腊文比我的希腊文还要好。
So the question we need to ask ourselves is, do we have that desire to grow in our understanding of the Word of God?
所以基本的问题是我们有没有那个欲望要在神的话语里面有更多的学习。
Do we have the desire to improve ourselves further so that we can become even more useful for the Lord?
我们有那个意愿能够继续的长进，让我们可以成为神更有用的工人。
Because this is a characteristic or an attitude that we must have if we want to be teachable.
我们如果要成为一个有受教心的人，我们必须要有这样的一个品德。
Now, the second characteristic of a teachable person is that they seek the counsel of God and of others.
一个愿意受教的人，他也有这样的一个表现，他们会寻求神来教导他们。
Let's look at Proverbs 15:22.
我们看箴言书15:22.
Here it says, "Plans fail for lack of counsel, but with many advisers they succeed."
不先商议，所谋无效；谋事众多，所谋乃成。
Let's look at another proverb in Proverbs 12:15.
我们也看箴言书12:第15.
Here it says, "The way of a fool seems right to him, but a wise man listens to advice."
欲望人所行的，在自己眼中看为正直，唯独智慧人肯听人的。
A person who is teachable is one who realizes that he does not have all the answers, and he is not too proud to ask questions or to ask for help.
一个愿意受教的人，他知道他没有所有的问题的答案，他也愿意去寻求这些为这些事情来去问一些有其他的人的这个想法。
They will ask for advice, they will ask for counsel from those who are honest and godly, and of course, they will seek also personally for the counsel of God.
所以他本人会向那些敬畏神的人一些好的人可以向他们来寻求，当然也是会向神来寻求。
One of the saddest episodes in the history of Israel was the splitting of the nation into two kingdoms.
我想这个整个以色列国他们最惨的一件事情就是分成南北两国。
It was during the reign of King Rehoboam.
这是在 Rehoboam 国王统治的时候。
If you read 1 Kings 12, you'll find that Rehoboam, he was installed as the new king after his father Solomon had died.
所罗门王过世的时候 ,Rehoboam 就被立为君王。
And in this chapter, we will find that Jeroboam, okay, confronted Rehoboam and he asked the king to lift the heavy burden that his father Solomon had placed upon them.
所以当时有另外一个人，就耶罗波安，他就向这个国王建议，要让百姓要减轻他们的重担。
And so King Rehoboam asked the people to come back 3 days later so that he could give them a proper response.
所以他也跟百姓说，你三天之后再来找我，我再给你一个答案。
In the story, we know that he first sought the counsel of the older men, those who had served his father.
故事的开始，我们看到他就寻求这些长者的意见。
And the older council, they gave a very good advice. They said to Rehoboam that he should follow what the people says to lighten their load so that the people will be loyal to him.
所以这些长者给他的劝勉是好的，也就是要听从这个百姓的要求，他们就会忠心的跟随他。
But what Rehoboam did instead was he rejected the counsel of the wise and then he sought the counsel of his peers, the young men who were his friends.
但是我们发现他拒绝这些长者给他的劝勉，反而他就跟他同龄的这些晚辈接受他们的劝勉。
And these young men told Rehoboam, make things even harder for them.
所以这些年轻人就跟国王说，你要让他们负更重的。
And this explains why later on the nation of Israel was split into two.
这个也是为什么以色列国会变成南北两国。
Initially, Rehoboam did the right thing when he asked for counsel from the wise men.
所以这个国王开始的时候，他所做的是对的，就向这些长者来询问。
But he was unteachable because he rejected the counsel of the wise and instead he accepted the counsel of foolish men.
但是他没有一个受教的心，所以他接受的是那些愚蠢的人告诉他的建议。
He was unteachable because he only wanted to hear what sounded good to him.
他没有受教的心，所以他只要听那些他觉得比较好听的。
On the other hand, we should consider some good examples of people who listen to wise counsel.
另一方面，我们也可以看一些正面的例证。有一些人他们愿意接受好的建议。
A good example is King David.
一个就是大卫王。
When David, he would go out to battle, the first thing he did was he would consult God first.
大卫王每一次出征之前，他都会向神祷告，寻求神的旨意。
He would ask God, God, should I attack this way?
他会问神，我是这样来攻打吗？
And so when God says yes, he would obey.
神如果说是的，那他就这样去做。
But if God told him to do it another way, David would obey again.
但上帝如果告诉他说不是这另外一个方式，大卫也同样就遵行了。
And we know that David was very teachable when we recall that when he sinned against God and Nathan the prophet rebuked him, he listened.
另一方面，我们也看到大卫当他犯罪之后，那当愿先知来责备他的时候，他也接受这个教训。
He was a successful king because he was teachable.
他是一个成功的王，因为他有一个受教的心。
He learned to listen to others.
他有学习如何去听别人的意见。
He learned to listen to God.
他也学习向神来聆听。
Another example is Moses.
另外一个好的例证是摩西。
We know that Moses, he received some unsolicited advice from his father-in-law, Jethro.
我们也看到摩西 他的岳父就主动给他一些的建议。
You see, in Exodus 18, Moses was spending the whole day just judging the cases of the people of Israel.
在这个出埃及记十八章，摩西每一天的时间都不够用了，因为有太多的案件需要他来处理。
And so he was doing this from the start of the day all the way till the evening.
所以从早到晚，他还没处理的完。
And there would be so many people lined up just waiting to talk to Moses and bring their case to him.
所以就这些人都要排长龙，一直等着他来判决这些事情。
And so when his father-in-law saw this, he commented to him that this is not good because you are wearing yourself out and you are wearing out the people also.
他的岳父就对他说，你这样做是不好的，对你自己，对百姓都是不好的。
And then Jethro gave a very good advice, saying to him, what you should be doing is you represent the people before God and you should teach them the law of God.
所以他的岳父给他的建议就是，你是在神的面前代表神，你要把神的法律法教导这些百姓。
And instead, what you should do is you assign the task of judging the people to worthy and capable men who will be in charge of the thousands, the hundreds, and the fifties and the tens.
然后你要能够选择那些合适的人，他们可以去管理一千人、几百人。
And then only the bigger cases should be brought to him.
只有一些比较大的个案需要你解决的才带到你的面前。
And if you were to read Exodus 18, you will find that Moses implemented this suggestion.
出埃及记十八章，我们就看到摩西就按照他的岳父给他的建议这样做了。
And so we find that Moses, he was teachable because he listened to sound advice and he put it into action.
所以我们看到摩西是一个很受教的人，他有得到好的建议，他也去执行这些好的建议。
And so the mark of a person who is teachable is one who is willing to seek the counsel of God as well as the counsel of people God has placed in their lives.
所以一个愿意受教的人，他是愿意去寻求神的旨意，也可以去向人来询问。
Today we have God's counsel in the form of His Word.
今天神的话语就是我们最好的辅导的材料。
When we are praying and God answers us, that is also His way of giving us His counsel.
当我们祷告的时候，神给我们的答应，也是神给我们的最好的建议。
God also sends His people to help us to know His will.
上帝也借着他自己其他的仆人来帮助我们，能够理解他的意思。
And so as future pastors and Christian workers, do not think that you know it all.
所以我们作为将来要成为神做仆人的或者神的传道人，我们不要认为我们什么都知道了。
But be humble enough to ask people to help you, to give you counsel, to guide you when you don't know what you're doing.
当我们不知道前面该怎么走的时候，我们应该要有一个谦卑的心，愿意去寻求那些可以给我们好建议的人。
Finally, a teachable person is someone who can accept correction or criticism and even rebuke graciously.
第三方面，我们也可以看到一个愿意受教的人，他是可以在消极的一面能够接受别人的更正纠正。
They know that they can learn from rebuke, from correction, because they realize that others see their fault more clearly than they do.
因为他们知道这些旁观者清给他的这些纠正是对的。
In Proverbs 15:31 and 32,
箴言十五章三十一、三十二节
，It says, "He who listens to a life-giving rebuke will be at home among the wise. He who ignores discipline despises himself, but whoever heeds correction gains understanding."
箴言书十五章三十节，听从生命责备的必藏在智慧人的当中，弃绝管教的轻看自己的生命，听从责备的却得智慧。
The sad reality is that many among us we don't like to be rebuked or criticized.
很可惜，在我们的生命当中，我们通常不喜欢人家责备我们。
Especially when it comes in a what we call as a very unkind manner, the way it is conveyed to us.
特别如果这个人是很不客气的责备我们。
But even if the criticism against us is in a way unkind, don't dismiss it immediately.
但是如果即使那个人的态度不是很好，但是我们就不要把他的建议把他放弃。
Because there is some truth sometimes in criticism, even if it may be negative in the way it's said to us.
虽然有时候这个批评看来很不好受，但是我想当中还是我们有学习的余地。
You know, a person who readily listens to constructive criticism, or even to sometimes just rebuke, and they try to find a lesson or a truth from it, they come out as better people.
所以当我们能够接受无论是正面还是负面的这个纠正的时候，我们的结果乃是会成为一个更好的人。
In Acts chapter 18, there's this story aboutApollos, and he was preaching about Jesus Christ to others.
使徒行传十八章，我们看到阿波罗这个人，他已经在传讲神的道。
Now, he was a very eloquent speaker, and in some ways he was very faithful to the message of the gospel that was passed on to him.
他原则上是一个非常有口才的人，从一个角度来说，也可以说他是很忠实的，能够传讲他所接受的福音。
However, what he had heard about the gospel was an incomplete version, so he was preaching an incomplete gospel.
但是他所接受的福音在当时还是不够完整。
And so what Priscilla and Aquila did, when they heard him preach, what they did next was they invited Apollos to their home and they explained to him what the entire gospel message was.
所以这对夫妇亚基拉跟百基拉，他就邀请他到他们的家中来告诉他这个完备的这个福音。
And evidently, Apollos accepted their instruction and their correction.
他就很乐意地接受这对夫妇给他的教导跟更正。
Because in that same chapter later, he was described as being a great help to the new believers.
因为在这章结束的时候，我们看到阿波罗就成为当时的信徒很大的帮助。
He was a powerful apologist or a defender of the faith.
我们可以说他是一个非常有效的一个护教者。
And he was able to prove from scriptures that Jesus was indeed the Messiah.
他也可以从圣经的当中来证实耶稣就是弥赛亚。
And Paul would also call him as one of his faithful partners in the ministry.
在服事的当中，保罗也称他为是一个忠心的一个同工。
And so we find that Apollos, he was willing to receive correction, he was willing to receive counsel, and he became better in his ministry.
我们看阿波罗，他愿意接受别人的指导，他就成为一个更好的传道人。
And the same is true for us when we are willing to receive people's constructive criticism.
所以如果我们能够接受别人积极的这个建议，我们可以成为更好的人。
Or even their rebuke.
甚至于如果是一个责备的话
，You see, we learn greatly from these things.
我们从这些事情上面都可以学习到很多的东西。
And so we all need to be open to other people's instructions and even their criticisms and rebuke.
所以我们应该要有一个敞开的心，能够接受别人的更正，别人的责备，别人的建议。
But then I want to give a word of caution when we are giving criticism.
但另外一方面，让我也建议，如果我们在给人家一些批评的时候
，Be sure that when you give criticism, it should be what we call as constructive and not destructive.
希望我们所给的乃是建设性的建议。
What do we mean when we say a destructive criticism?
什么叫做破坏性的批评或者建议呢？
Destructive criticism is simply something that you do to attack another person instead of having the intention of helping them.
这个所谓破坏性的，就是其实你的本意就是要伤害对方。
And so when we give criticism, be sure that we phrase it in such a way that we are showing concern for them and we're not just simply complaining.
所以我们给人家这个建议的时候，希望我们可以用一个很建设性的口吻，能够让他看到我们是关心他。
I remember many years back that there was this member who sent me a text message.
我记得好几年前有一个信徒，他给我一个短信。
The person had a genuine concern, but the way that I read it on text was it was like a complaint against a person.
看起来，表面上看起来，他给我的这个短信是他关心教会，但是解释起来又好像其实他是在发怨言，对另外一个人有一些问题。
And there were many things that were said that if you read it, you would misinterpret it. And so when I read that, I was very turned off.
所以当我读的时候，我就不以为然。
Now I did not dismiss what the text said.
当然，我不是把他的这个信息就放在一边。
Because there was truth in it.
因为他所说的也有他的事实在里面。
But the problem was that I was not too pleased with the person who gave the complaint.
我对这个发短信给我的人我不太满意，因为他一直就是一种抱怨的态度来讲。
Also, as a side note, when you give constructive criticism to someone,
另外一方面，当我们给建设性的建议的时候，
Can I suggest that you do it personally and don't just use a text message or an email?
最好还是要个别面谈，不是给他一个 email， 还是给他一个短信而已。
You see, written messages and email are often impersonal and they can be misinterpreted.
因为很多像短信或者我们邮件比较不个人化。
And so, let's review. Are you a teachable person?
我们温习一下，你是一个可以受教的人吗？
You know that you are teachable if, first of all, you have the desire to grow in your knowledge and understanding.
你知道你自己一个愿意受教的人，如果第一方面你有那个愿意长进的心。
If you have the desire to improve on your skills.
你愿意让你的所做的事情能够做得更好。
Secondly, you are teachable if you seek the counsel of God and of others.
第二方面，你会寻求神的旨意，也会寻求好的人他们的这个建议。
And of course, when you seek the counsel of God and of others, it's important that you also not just listen carefully, but you do what God wants.
当然，当你寻求神的意思还是人的这些好的建议的时候，你还要去遵行。
Finally, you are teachable if you can graciously accept the criticisms, especially the constructive criticisms, the rebukes.And the corrections of others.
最后一方面，我们是一个有受教心的人，如果我们会愿意、很乐意的来接受别人，无论是建设性还是比较负面性的一些批评或者一些的更正或者一些的建议。
Because you know that these can help you grow, even though it may hurt a bit.
虽然这些事情有时候会让我们伤感，但是我们知道至终我们是会得到好处，我们会长进。
And so when you and I, when we are teachable, it shows that we are humble people.
所以你跟我，如果我们有受教的心，这也证明我们是一个谦卑的人。
When you and I, when we are teachable, we are serious about being like our Lord Jesus, who himself was teachable.
如果我们有一个受教的心，也表示我们真的是愿意像我们的主耶稣一样。
And so my prayer for all of us is that we will be teachable regardless of how old or how young we are.
所以我的祷告是我们每一个人，无论你年纪多大或者多年轻，我们都有一个受教的心。
Regardless of what is our educational attainment as of this point.
或者说在目前你的这个学历是多高还是一般般，我们还是都有这个受教的心。
Regardless of what our ministry may be right now or what it will be in the future, may we have that attitude of being teachable.
无论我们现在的服事或将来的服事会如何，我们总是抱着一个受教的心。
In closing, I'd like to ask Elder Allen to close us in prayer.
好，我们现在用祷告来结束。Let's pray. Our Father, once again, we thank you so much for reminding us that before you and even before man,we must be a teachable person. Thank you for the reminder, especially, Lord, even at times it could be painful. But, Lord, we know that you work through different circumstances such that we can continue to grow. Lord, give us that desire to grow and not to stop growing, even if our age is growing. 天父，我们再一次感谢你，今天你再一次提醒我们，无论我们的年龄是大还是小，我们目前的情况是如何，主，我们都还是需要长进。求主你给我们一个有愿意长进的心，有一个受教的心，主，让我们也能够肯好好的来聆听神你的声音，也可以去接受人给我们好的建议，给我们能够有这个力量，也同样能够去遵行。求主你帮助我们一生里面，我们愿意成为一个长进的人。我们感谢你，奉耶稣的名祷告，阿门。
Thank you.